This is file 49. Today's date is June 12, 2013. This is Jean McMillan interviewing Leela Shaw at her home, Faith House, 30 Fowler Street, Salisbury, Connecticut. I'm going to start with the simple stuff. Leela, what is your name?
My name is Leela, L-E-I-L-A. May is my middle initial. Shaw is my last name.
And how do you spell May?
M-A-E.
That's what I thought. Where were you born?
I was born in Alabama in the county of Lee, and the town is O-P-E-L-I-K-A.
And what is your birth date?
My birthday is October 12th. I was born October 12th, 1935.
And what were your parents' names?
My mother's maiden name was Lula, L-U-L-A, May, same as my May. And her maiden name was Moore, M-O-O-R-E. My father's name, nobody ever called him anything but Jim. Now, I don't know if it was James, and they called him Shaw. He died when I was about 7 years old, and he was born in the same county, in a different area, but it was the same town.
And his name was Jim?
Jim Pearl Darby.
Darby. Did you have brothers and sisters?
I had one brother by my father and one sister. And then my mother, my mother remarried, and she and my stepfather had three girls.
What's your education?
At the time when I was going to school, I only went to the ninth grade.
Because of the family situation, you had to work.
I had to work. Actually, if I tell the truth, I couldn't go to school because they didn't have money to buy me shoes.
And that's the truth. And that happens. Now, this is interesting to me. How did you come here?
Well, now that's a long story, and it's a good one.
I know it is.
How I come to get here was, started back home. We was looking at the news. My cousin and I were looking at a newspaper, and it had an article in there saying, help, I think it said help wanted. And it was through Barton Employment Agency in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. I came through, that's how I got here. I came to Massachusetts on a bus and came to Hartford, and that's where we got the bus from Hartford to Great Barrington.
Do you remember where that agency was located in Great Barrington?
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was Railroads. It might have been Railroad Street. I know that going into Barrington, there's a street that go way back up that way.
That's Railroad Street.
I think it was Railroad.
Railroad Street.
It's been quite a few years, so.
It's changed a bit.
Yeah.
But that's the area I lived in.
Okay, so that makes sense.
That
would be where her agency was on that street. I'm almost sure it was.
Now, what kind of job did you get from this agency?
That's how I was doing home. What would you call a girl that lived with domestic work?
Domestic work. Mm-hmm. So you did cooking and laundry,
yes,
and light housekeeping?
Everything. I went to a family in Norfolk. That's what the first family she sent me to was a family in West Hartford, and I wasn't happy then. The lady wasn't the nicest person to work for.
You don't need that.
No. So then she sent me back to Mrs. Barton. Mrs. Barton sent me to the lady in Norfolk, who her name was Brookfield.
Oh.
Mr. and Mrs. Henry Brookfield on Greenwoods Road in Norfolk.
How long did you work there?
I worked for Mrs. Brookfield from 1956 up until 1966.
Is that how you met your husband?
Well, I had I just had met him. He was married to another lady over the years, and I met him through a friend of mine who was a friend of theirs. And I met he and his wife, and then that was a long story, their business. But after that happened with them, I met him.
Okay. Where did you go to work after Mrs. Brookfield?
After Mrs. Brookfield died, we were in New York. We went from Norfolk to New York. So then I came back to Norfolk, and I was in the house for a while, and then I went to work for a lady across the street by the name of Carolyn Robinson. And I worked for her for maybe a few months, and then Bob and I finally got married, so I came to, we were going together at the time, so we got married, and I moved to Lakeville.
What was your wedding date?
August 28th, 1966, on a Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, right on the dot.
Perfect. Perfect. And then you moved here to Lakeville.
We moved to Lakeville. We were living on Milton Road. He had a small apartment on Milton Road. We lived there. Well, when we got married, he was already there. And I was there. We stayed there from, I'll just say when I got there, it was August 28th. That's when I went there. And we stayed there till October 1st. Then we rented a place on Lime Rock Road from Charlotte Minor.
Ah, that's how Charlotte Minor comes in.
Yeah, we rented that house from Charlotte, and I forgot what her husband was named. I know him anyway, but anyway, we rented that house, and I was there from October 1st of 66 until I moved here, 2004.
And I have a picture of your house.
Do you really?
Oh, yes. I was taking pictures of various houses, and I have a picture of your house on Lime Rock Road.
Red house, two-car garage.
Right. Mm-hmm. When you moved here, what kind of work did you do?
Were you in this house?
No, when you moved to Lime Rock. On Lime Rock Road, did you work for...
I was just doing back and forth to Norfolk, taking care of that house. I was with that family. Mm-hmm. And then I got pregnant, and so I didn't work for anybody too long. So after Roberta was born, she was born August 3rd of 67, I went to work when she was, I think, she might have been 2 or 3 months old. I went to BD in October of that year, 67, mm-hmm. and there I worked until I retired in 1998.
And when you retired from there, did you do any home health care?
I was just doing part-time work for the visit to nurses. I was going in getting people's supper or something like that, or lunch or something.
Oh, then you were doing the meal prep.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just like I would get lunch or get dinner for somebody. Different families, but I can't remember who all I did go to.
You went to a number of them then?
Yes, I don't remember just who. I went to, I know I went to three different people all the time, but mm-hmm. And I see the ladies, and of course Mr. Messler's gone, and I forgot who that other person was I went to. One lady on Milton Road I went to for a while. Somebody on Wells Hill I went to for a while. Yeah.
Dr. Noble?
I didn't do too much for Dr. Noble. I would just, they were more or less just like neighbors. I didn't do too much for Dr. Noble. But Mr. Blackman, Tom Blackman, was the one I did a little bit of work for.
What do you remember about Dr. Noble? Was he a good neighbor?
They were very good neighbors. Uh-huh. Debbie, I still see her once in a while, but not as often as I did when I was living there.
Sure. Sure. Was he a tall man, or can you describe what he looked like? Do you remember?
Not really.
Okay.
But he wasn't tall, but he wasn't short either.
All right, he was kind of medium height.
Yeah, about that.
Thin, fat?
Dr. Noble didn't strike me as a fat man.
Okay.
You might know his son, Greg Noble.
I don't know any of them.
By the time I left that house, it was owned by Greg Noble.
How about Tom Blagden?
Tom Blagden was a very nice, kind of easygoing, quiet man. I never had a crossword with the man. He was never cross with me.
And good.
I went to him up until the end, but he had a girl from Africa working, and she would take so many days off, but I was going to him long before any of them
was. Oh, sure. So you worked for him for a long time.
Yeah, I used to go help get supper once in a while, and that, but not, you know, regular. They always had regular help.
Yeah, but you were like a fill-in.
I fill-in, yeah, well, fill-in.
Did he work at Hotchkiss?
Mr. Blagden, I think he taught at Hotchkiss.
Taught art at Hotchkiss, didn't
I
he?
I think it was art at Hotchkiss.
Where did he live when you were working for him?
Right across over behind the trees from where I lived. Back.
Okay,
you,
all right.
You know, right just before you get to the house I lived in, mm-hmm. there's a red barn. And going that way, you would, I would want to say you would take a right and you go down in.
You do. It's Racetrack Road and you go down in.
No, not Racetrack Road. You go
the other end of it.
The opposite side of the road.
Yep.
Right
oh,
in the big
Town
house.
Hill.
Yeah,
Town
in the
Hill.
Big white house where Charlotte Minor used to live in. The road is right there.
Yep.
You go down. I'm trying to think. There used to be a Mr. Fowler lived down in there. I think it was Fowler that taught school at Hotchkiss also.
He was. Now, the big white house that's Town Hill by that road, is that where Charlotte
Minor, on the same side as you turn to go down into where Tom Blagden lived.
Okay. I never knew. I mean, I see the mm-hmm. house, but I didn't know who mm-hmm. lived there.
I think the Verbecks lived down the road from where I was living, on the same side of the road.
Okay.
Lorenzo's lived down that road 2 years ago. I don't know. I think
was that Peter Lorenzo?
His brother.
Brother.
I think his name started with an O. His first name. I can't think of. He had a lot of cows.
Yes. Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. Anyone else you can remember that you worked for?
I just a regular full-time job as BD, and then the
sure.
part-time job was...
Sure.
I told you I worked for the Brookfields in Norfolk.
Yep, yep.
And then other people, they just sent me, when I was doing part-time work for the nurses, I can't remember all of those people. I really can't.
But you worked for a lot of different people.
Yes, I did.
Did you enjoy it?
Sure. I enjoyed it. Most of the people I went to, I enjoyed it. I once went to, what's her name? She go to our church. She live on Wells Hill. You sit with her sometime.
Marion Haberly?
Yeah, I think they sent me to her one time.
Oh, really?
I think I went to her and either did some cleaning. Or
possibly.
Got a lunch. I think it was her.
Possibly.
I believe it was her, but I'm not sure. Then there was another lady on Millerton Road she set back up. I don't know where she is now. But I can't remember the name, but I think I went to Marion Haberly. I think I did.
I'll ask Marion. She'll probably know.
I don't know if it was her or her husband, but I think it was her. I'm not sure, but I think they sent me there one or two times.
How did you come to the Methodist Church?
Through my husband.
Uh-huh. I know that you had children. Did your children go to Sunday school and choir and all of that?
My oldest daughter didn't go to church here that much because she more or less stayed with my mother. She didn't like it here. My mother pretty much raised her because that's
okay.
Who took care of her when I came here to work.
Sure.
But Roberta did.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, is Whitney your older girl?
Whitney is my granddaughter. Whitney is Roberta's daughter.
What was your oldest girl's name?
Sharon.
Okay.
Sharon. She was Sharon. She was Sharon Darby by her maiden name, but she was married name. She lived here a while. McCowan was her last name.
Because the one I know is Roberta.
Yeah, you know Roberta.
Oh, sure.
That's Bobby. I had Bobby and I.
That was, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Who was the minister at the Methodist Church? Was it Jerry Pollock?
Jerry Pollock.
Okay.
He married us.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Ah. Do you remember anything special about Jerry or Emma Pollock?
They were just nice people.
Oh, yes.
Nothing. I don't know what to say except they were just
they
nice.
They were wonderful people.
And he baptized Roberta.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And, that's all. I just don't know what else to say. I just was sorry that I just didn't get to go up to see them when they, but they, I never would have been up, they got it to go up there anyway. But sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What else would you like to tell me about your life and time in Salisbury?
Except, nothing I can say, but I just love Salisbury. I'm a country girl, and as I told somebody, the only way you're going to get me out of town is throw me out, and they're going to have to tie me down and drag me out.
You told me that. You mm-hmm. told me that.
And I love this little town. It's quiet. I don't remember if I've ever had a run-in with anybody.
Probably not, because you're such a nice lady yourself.
I did have to say something to somebody when they hit my car at Le Bon, but that was just, he was going to try to get away, and I wouldn't let him.
So. Good, good.
So that's about, I just don't know, nothing bad to say.
I'm so pleased. What a lovely way to end our interview.
And if somebody made me upset, I just turned my head and went on about my business.
Oh, you are a very wise lady.
I had one incident at the mobile station. A man called me a nigger.
Oh, dear.
He had a New York State tag on his car.
Oh, dear.
That was about 5 years ago. And that is the only thing that ever really rubbed my feathers till where they stood up.
Well, I can believe that.
But other than that, out of all the years I've been here, and I've worked with some difficult people, like at the shop where I work. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, everybody got along, but there's always one person.
Oh, there has to be one. I mean, just to give you a contrast.
But there's always one that want to be the boss when you have a supervisor.
Yeah.
But I can't say anything bad.
Thank you so much for your time, and I really have enjoyed interviewing you.
And I'm just a person that loves going to church. I like working on everything. I work with quite a few things at my church, and that's what I love.
Good.
The only handicap I have now, I can't jump in the car and go anywhere I want to at night anymore because I can't see.
Well, you don't really want to be out at night anyway.
No, you don't. But there are times when you would like to not have people always having to pick you up, but I appreciate that everybody at the church has been very, very nice to me. I've had no problem when I'm having my problems with my back or whatever's wrong. The Romeos has been nice enough to drive me, the Smith, and just everybody has been nice enough.
That's one of the things in this town. Everybody helps everybody else.
I can't say that anybody said no to me.
Thank you so much.
Even the pastor wanted to come take me to the doctor, but I said, no, someone will bring me.
Wonderful.
And he's going to be missed.
Yes, he is. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.